You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now we have the pleasure of the wonderfully talented James from Craning, who've just released a very, very cool new single, here joining us all the way from Brizzy. Is that right? You're in Brizzy at the moment?
Yes, yeah, Queensland. Hello.
Nice. Hello, welcome. Welcome to the radio in Dunedin, New Zealand. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and it's wonderful to be projected through the internet to Dunedin.
Yeah, very impressive. Strange phenomenon, really.
Yeah, the technology these days is surpassing any expectations.
What technology, like, primarily is surpassing your expectations at the moment?
Well, just, you know, to be able to communicate to someone far away. Like, surely that's a new. Surely that's a new technology. Like, yeah, I don't know. I usually think thoughts about people, but I don't know if they get there or not. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, this is a sort of a performance of thinking thoughts through the radio and the internet at the same time.
Yeah, powerful stuff.
So for our listeners and folk who might not have heard of the wonderful Craning before, could you give us a little bit of a rundown of what the band or the project is?
I'll do my best. It's hard for even me to know, but it is a rock band, musical performance artist from Queensland, Brisbane, Australia. We play music. It kind of feels equally as informed by our respective love of music as our frustration with music. I think it's definitely comes from a place of a whole bunch of people, or a few people, who basically can't do anything else, and so there's all kinds of frustrations and occasional triumphs in there. The pastiche is all construction themed, or if the band is craning, you know, we're craning our neck proverbially, but also Queensland skyline, as you know. I mean, maybe it's everywhere, but it seems pretty severe here. At any point, wherever you are, you can see the city at least 10 cranes at all times.
Yeah.
Usually in different places. They're just a permanent fixture. Brisbane loves to tear itself apart and excavate itself, deconstruct itself, and constantly build new things that are not always better. Just more apartments that no one can afford. Because there's been so much conservative government here and council for so long. And I feel like something kind of poetic about that and relatable. Definitely true of myself and my partner Isabel, who sings in the band, and also James, the drummer. We're all people who are prone to deconstruction of our internal worlds, and I think using the sort of stolen valor signifiers of the work site is, I think, a funny way to make that internal excavation a sort of external one for a day. And I think it's clear, at least Isabel and I have never been on a job site. I'd like to hope that it doesn't give us trading for but it's a fine line with Brett.
Well, obviously there's a lot of comparisons between you guys and the Chats with their song On Smoker.
They're actually just inside at the moment. There's only a few people in Queensland.
You know, I've actually interviewed them before as well, so there's your through line.
That's amazing. Well, other than this through line, they're amazing. They are actually the sweetest boys.
They were cool.
I really like those boys. Yeah. And I watched like a KEXP or something of their music recently, and it was feral. It was good. I really liked it.
Cool.
Pro Chat, but it is, I guess, a different... It just wouldn't be correct for us to present ourselves in that way. You know? I've never had a smoker.
Yeah.
I would love to experience a smoker, but it's a phenomenon, a cultural phenomenon that's still in my future.
Yeah.
If it's anywhere.
Yeah.
The music. I didn't mention the music of the band, but you can kind of get the sculpt of the image. I think it's we're all pretty extra and draw on a lot of film and specifically horror film. There's a lot of the film Hereditary in the band.
Oh yeah,
sound,
yeah. I can see that.
I would say it. Specifically this sort of amazing cluster of recent sort of horror adjacent films that feel like they're about internal turmoil and in that case like trauma and family.
Yeah, Titan. Have you seen Titan?
No.
I feel like that'd be up your alley. Anyway.
Sounds like it definitely would. I'm very slow with movies. I've seen like 7 movies, but they're pretty a big deal for me.
Yeah. No, that's a good way to be. Take them in. Don't let people tell you have to see things. That's like such a waste of time.
Well, I love seeing anything. Sorry to say. I love seeing movies of any kind. I love seeing a bad movie. I've never walked out of a movie.
Yeah.
But I just am slow. Every one I need to give a few months at least to
get
out of percolate.
Actually, we've already talked about it on the radio today, but I watched Die Hard last night, and that's a movie that made me think. There's a lot of, it doesn't have cranes in it, but it has, like, a building, and the building is sort of falling apart, too,
It's probably a lot of crane shots, though, like, where the camera's on a
crane. Sure, and I wish they would just turn around and film that, those tower cranes, cranes. They're beautiful unto themselves. And just as a quick aside, a huge reason why we've clung onto this aesthetic is because the way that a night roadwork construction site looks is the most extra dramatic theatrical thing I've ever seen in my life. And so it's a pretty easy translation, I would say. And I find it funny that from movies such as Die Hard, they keep it all from view.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real performance is sometimes in the periphery. But I want to see Die Hard again.
Yeah,
I don't remember it. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, I didn't remember it very well actually. One other thing on the cranes thing is it makes me think of the Sydney band Ted Dancing with Wolves. They had a
amazing.
They had a song that has this lyric that always stood out to me, which is "Those red skeletal giraffes." And it's about the shipping cranes, because, in Sydney, they've got those, those four-legged ones. And we got them here as well. They're the only kind of cranes we have around here. And the ports, where they're just, like, these kind of cool four-legged creatures with these, like, big necks that, like, stick up into the sky. And they look like, skeletal giraffes. We might have lost you. James, you might have disappeared from us in the middle of a plane anecdote about that, but that's okay. I'll fade in a tune for a little bit, and then we'll see if we get James back in a few moments.
We can see he's been trying to call the studio phone.
Yeah, someone's trying to call the studio phone too. Cool. This is St. Vincent with "Pay Your Way in Pain." Hopefully, we'll get James from the wonderful Craning back soon. Or maybe should I put on a Craning track? What do you reckon?
Oh yeah, you could do that. That's quite nice.
Okay, let's do the Craning track. This will be a little bit gnarly and jarring, as you might have learnt from what James was just talking about then, but here we go. This is Craning's first single, and it's called Jaw Max. Let's go. Hectic, hectic, hectic. That was Craning there with Jaw Max. What a crazy, crazy song. Crazy industrial sounds. And we have got our wonderful musician. And we were talking about industry as well. But they're back here on the show again. Give it up for James, everyone. Welcome back. We blame technology, which we were actually singing the praise of that technology only minutes ago. That's okay.
Yeah. It's what happens when you draw attention to something.
Yeah.
And also, we can blame the technology again, but Fee mentioned another band referencing cranes in their work, and it was hard for me to take that because I believe Craney would be the only band that is crane themed, and there is no one before, and there will be no one again to ever do it, and that's simply the case.
What other kind of Actually, you know what? Before I just talk about cranes for the rest of the interview, because we don't actually have that long left in the show. Is this single the sign of something from more to come? Like, have you guys been working on some stuff? Are you allowed to tell us about future?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Future site endeavors.
No workplace? One's really at the wheel, perhaps other than me and Isabel and James. And so I guess we absolutely can. And this is from a record called Distress Tolerance that we really recorded like over a year ago when we were quite fresh, just after we got good enough to sound okay on the recording. Mm-hmm. I think we sounded okay on the recording. But then a whole bunch of strange transitional elements happened in our lives and bands, but the record was too good and impossible to re-record because of how I guess idiosyncratic the band is and how spontaneous the performances were. And so we recently had it mixed by Cameron Smith at Incremental Records, who's an amazing engineer and musician as well, plays some of my favorite bands of all time. Those notes, it's very funny with tape off and any more. And so we do have a full length rough record which we will put out soon once we figure out how to and what to do with it.
Cool. And then what are your sort of plans for the projects after that as well? Like, are you guys working on more stuff? Have you got more ideas for it?
Well, it's been almost a full year of not that.
Yeah.
Because our beautiful James Dimmick, our truly angelic treasure, perfect James Dimmick, moves to NAM, Melbourne, in March last year. So we have not been... As I can sort of consider him to be our musical soulmate, it's been kind of brought to try to work on anything. But we are able to fly down and do a little play together. And with Josh Strange, who's like my favorite bass player, playing bass with us.
Yeah, did you play with No Hoper? Is that right?
No, sadly. Okay. But we haven't played together since March.
Yeah.
Like a show, sorry. Mm-hmm. But I got to see No Hoper on that trip. God, they're
cool band.
Unbelievable band.
Yeah.
And we will very soon play with them, mate, I hope.
Yeah.
But we went out to NAM and we wrote some songs together and it felt really, really good. And as a result, we are moving down there as soon as we can, which will hopefully be March, and then hopefully be unstoppable in regards to continuing to do things together, because does feel like the only thing that I'm able to do, and doing it has been such a privilege so far. So very excited to do more.
Cool,
but there's not much other than releasing the album.
Yeah,
and that trying to save some money. We wanted to do a tour, but we're going to save money so we can get down there and be a band first.
Cool. Well, yeah, you should definitely do an Aotearoa tour. That's for sure. That would be very, very cool.
Oh my god.
It'd
be a dream.
What can you tell us about maybe what you guys bring to the sound of Craning? Because you've kind of got like this, I don't know if it's influences or just like angst or aesthetic inclinations, but you have this kind of like horrific energy to y'all that sounds like industrial, but also kind of furious and also like tense in a way that I suppose you do. Associate with cranes and industry. Are there artists that have maybe not? I mean, if you had artists that inspired you, it would be cool. But also, maybe what other kind of sensibilities do you all bring to like figure out how to come together and create music that's so sporadic and frantic and intense?
Well, thank you so much. That's definitely the aim. I think a lot of it comes from. I mean, you know, I think music is. Sort of almost the only thing in my life and the only thing that sort of works, so to speak, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But strangely, I think because, you know, it can be such a vast thing and there can be so much pressure on making art, music specifically, I often find I like to draw from as much visual material or sort of, I guess, like symbolic material as possible. Just to help to be more decisive. But that's speaking only of my input. This is I think why I love this band so much, and I think why it's good, if I am to say it's good, is because it's totally collaborative and everything is good through playing together and sort of twisting. There's a lot of twisting the knife. There's a lot of how about this happened, but then how about this thing that works against that happens. A lot of, I think, post-music
discourse
going on. I think a lot of, I think as much as we love music, we love deconstructing music and being antagonistic. Because it's all about, like, expectation, managing expectation and bucking expectation, you know, to get as much dopamine as possible. Also, I think, spread those dopamine moments out and make people sort of go through some discomfort for a while, which I think, you know, I mean, I don't want to speak for Isabel, the amazing vocalist, but there's so much trauma and sort of, I think, manic psychosis in the lyrics. And I think, you know, musically it is an effort to, I think, capture that that frantic and instability, like feeling like it could and does fall apart at any time feels important. And I think writing the songs so that there are huge gaps that aren't really decided, or sections that don't have a set length, you know, and just rely on cues, I think is a huge part of the band. Because it's got to feel like you're walking on a tightrope, I think. And we have to, and that way we can fail and then take the song in a different direction, which is kind of a blessing because we've been playing the same few songs for a really long time. But yeah, I'm obsessed with noise rock. I'm obsessed with anything you could call that. Like, I love Big Black. I love Skinless Lizard. I love Underground. All of those grungy guitar bands. And so many bands from Brisbane, but some of the most incredible bands from the edge who exist now or used to exist. I feel like so much of everything I bring to this band is plundered from the band Idols, IDYLLS, from
which,
Brisbane.
For people who don't know, is a different band from Mjagen than the...
the one of them, depending on your perspective, is the false Idols, you could say. Then there's been Idols, there's a band called Clever, a band called Stress Pleaser. God, there's so many. Oh, Pious Faults. Pious Faults was an unbelievable band. There's so much from around this place that we draw on, by osmosis and also somewhat intentionally. But I think there's something about ambitious music, ambitious and fucked music. I don't know if I can say that, actually. From this place that is quite particular. I think there's no infrastructure here. And so sort of all the people who really want to make a career out of music leave or decide that they don't want a career in music. But the people who want to scratch some sort of itch continue to stay here and suffer. Well, it's not suffering because it's so gratifying, but it's kind of, there is a masochism, an inherent masochism to it, and I think that's inherent in the music.
Cool. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you on and hear a little bit about Craning. I can't wait to hear more and hear more of what's to come of the project, hear some new tracks or the whole album when it comes out.
It will come out.
Yeah. Have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti? And actually, maybe even any Aussie bands you've been into recently we should check out that should be on our radar?
Yes. But... The major thing is thank you so much, and thank you so much for you. Yeah, it's so wonderful to hear your voice again.
Yeah, lovely to hear from you.
There are so many incredible bands and things going on. I don't know if many of them have recorded. We just had 4ZZZ, which is Brisbane's community radio, Hot 100, which is their countdown of songs, and there were some unbelievable ones on there. There's a band called Special Features who... people are rightfully going crazy for.
I heard about them.
And they, I think, were drawing off from some similar places on that recent single, to the point where we almost didn't release Joe Max as a single because we thought it sounded too similar. But we decided to persevere diligently. But that band's amazing.
Cool.
There's this insane, there's so much stuff, but it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
All good. Thank you, and thanks so much for making the time in your hot summer Mianjin day to over the internet chat with the people of wee little Otipoti Dunedin. See you later, James.
Thanks. Goodbye. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful time.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool. That was James there from the amazing band Craning. We already heard the Craning only single, so I can't even play you any more.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.